Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Yes, the Supreme Court went full Nicaragua on the Pennsylvania election case. We're going to talk about that today. What does that mean? It's a piece by C. Edmund Wright in The American Thinker. Also want to talk about what's going on in Oregon, about this OPB hit piece on Senator Dallas Hurd, who's the new Republican Party chair. I forgot to mention that yesterday. I was at the event on Saturday in Salem where they chose new leadership. Also want to talk about the gun hearing yesterday. Senate Bill 554, we talked about it. Well, I want to just kind of share with you kind of how it flowed from my perspective of having talked to some people about it. And then there are some other things in the news that we can touch on a little bit here on Political Coffee. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us today. We've got 2 hours, as you know. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. You can send me an email always to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Yes, I have two emails. Either one works just fine. But before I get any further into any of these stories, I want to read an email from Barbara, and it's about Rush. And here's what Barbara says. Even with all the tributes, personal stories, and reminiscing about Rush, I did not hear a very simple explanation as to why so many of us are feeling such a profound loss. Now, caller, hang on, because I'll get to you in just a moment here, because I want to finish reading this and make a comment. Yesterday, as you know, Catherine Limbaugh was on Rush's show for most of the show. I listened to the first hour or so of it, and it was an appropriate way to, I guess, continue to engage in the grieving process for all of us, actually, including me. Barbara continues, because this her email here expresses so much of what I have both thought about and felt deep inside. She continues, "Finally, it hit me. So simple, at least for me. Rush was the host of a radio reality show. Because of the medium, it's very personal. In addition to sharing his views and opinions on a daily basis and being such a master entertainer, we all understand that Rush shared his life with us. We knew his grandfather, father and mother, challenges, health problems, successes, etc., and etc. I never watched reality TV, but suspect that perhaps there's a parallel. Closest analogy for me was the soap opera I watched growing up. I do not expect that this void will ever be filled. Thank you for letting us share our pain." I think that expresses much of, again, as I've said, that what I have felt over the last few days. But it is also the magic of talk radio. It's your ability to call, have a conversation with me as your host, and share your life with others, just as I share my life with you. And I have to tell you that I hope and pray that as Stacey Ann does the same, she's going to be broadcasting from CPAC here, where Trump is going to be speaking later this week. You'll be having an opportunity to hear that. But it's the fact that so many of our radio talk show hosts on this station do just that very thing. They share pieces of their life with you, and you with them. That's a magic of communication that you just don't get really in any other way. And it is magical because it's human interaction. And Rush understood that, and he understood it, obviously, from the aspects of being an entertainer. But also that, and this is part of what Trump's appeal is, friends. It is connecting with people because you're genuine and you're real. And yes, Rush had bravado and all of those things as a talk show host. And as you heard yesterday from his wife, what a different person he was when he wasn't behind that microphone. And her initial impressions of him from what she knew of him before she really even met him was just not who he was. Yet he was who he was because he was genuine. And there were times that he shared such incredibly genuine moments of his life with other people and their lives. And it created in me a lifelong devotion to not worshiping this guy, not any more than I worship Trump, because I don't. I only worship God Almighty and Jesus Christ. But I will say this. It is a powerful connection, the connection that we have with Rush, and we still have it to this day. And the connection we have with Donald Trump can only be broken by them. Rush used to say that, and he's so right. And I hope that you, every one of you, get something of value from this radio show, because I want that connection with you too. And I think that based on our Freedom Celebration attendance, which I was blown away at so many of you that not only listen to this show, but this radio station, that chose to just come and celebrate freedom with us, what freedom means. I hope that that is at least in part because of your connection with us and with me. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with our first caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today?
Oh, this is your brother, Ron.
Ah, where the heck have you been? We've all been wondering where you were.
I've been sort of been trying to help clean up things and work with God. First of all, I'm glad that we got a new slate of good people with a backbone in the Republican Party. Second of all, I had to do a little cleanup for my friends that had some trees rot. Third is that I did a statement on SB 654, I recall, for yesterday's hearing.
554.
But make it long story short, my brother, this country is going through a heck of a time. This is Black History Month. I bet you don't know who Peter Armistead is, do you?
No, I don't actually.
I'll give you a story real quick. I think it'd be righteous. This is Revolutionary War time period. Benedict Arnold defected over to the Brits. Peter Armistead was a free Black American that Lafayette, our French ally, recruited to spy on the Brits. And he was our first double spy. He spied on them, got real close to Benedict Arnold, and Benedict Arnold sent him over to Cornwallis. Cornwallis liked him, and they wanted him to spy back on us. 6 months later, end of the war. Not bad for a Black American, huh? That was free and made choices to spy for our country.
You're right, brother. And I got to tell you that Chris Ann Hall on Friday night reminded me of the story of Crispus Attucks, mm-hmm. who was a free black man who was the first casualty of the Revolutionary War.
That's right. The Boston Massacre.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, it's too bad that in this age of all things white being racist now, including our math, Ron, But everything else, that in fact, I do want to make a comment about how to fight back. It's a Gateway Pundit story today by Larry Johnson, how to fight back against being accused of being a racist if you're a white person. And it's too bad that in this age, Ron, that more people don't remember Crispus Attucks and this gentleman you're talking about that had
Peter Salem,
key roles.
Peter Amistad, too.
Yes, that they don't understand. I had forgotten about Crispus Attucks completely, and I knew it. I was taught that. What about our kids today, Ron, that aren't even taught it?
The problem is this. We have to get back in the schools. We have to work in the community, just like Chris Ann spoke about on Saturday when I seen her after I had a protest bull riding. I'll leave it at that. But nevertheless...
Okay. That's got to be a great story.
Oh, that'd be something special. But no, it was a class for the kids. But nevertheless, we have separated ourselves. We are dehumanizing ourselves under this Wuhan virus. We have become everything that if you're European American, they want to crowd you down, this, that, and other. We have become, as I call this governor, Jezebel Crow, a Wilsonian, Johnson, Obama type of nation that have become so divisive for profit and submissiveness. That's what the government wants to become, divisive and submissive, so they can come in. Just like they're criminalizing our law enforcement, just like they're underhanding our military, just like they're trying to defang our people on the border that's doing the best job they can. All of it for power, control, and complete the One Belt, One Road policy with China. I mean, Iran just struck us 3 times. You think that would happen under our previous president? No.
No. Right.
If you don't have liberty and you forsake that for friendship or for profit or gain or security, you'll have nothing. I'll leave it at that, my brother. I love
you. You're right.
I'll try to get on a little more.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you.
It's good to hear you back. Frankly, some of our listeners over the last few days have been sending me emails going, "Where's Ron?" So now we know you were out helping people, as you should have been. That's who you are. All right, friends. Thank you, brother. It is 6:19 in the morning, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. When we come back, I want to talk about this OPB hit piece on the new Republican leadership in Oregon. And I'm going to ask this question, ponder it maybe over the break. Should the Republican brand in Oregon be more conservative or moderate? 6:20 in the morning. Tell me what you think. Back in the morning.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for celebrating freedom every day in their name and how they serve you. They're a great company that's based out of Salem here. They've been in business well over 40 years because they take care of people's heating and cooling and make your life better. And they do a really good job of it. If you're a commercial business or maybe even an apartment manager, they kind of specialize in that, but also your home. And if your furnace system or your heat pump did not do well during this last little deep freeze, you probably ought to give them a call because they can take care of you. It's like they've done for well over 40 years with lots of satisfied customers. Check them out on their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Freedom Heating and Air, all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. And you can give them a call, and they'll come on out and take care of you. freedomheatingandair.net. Anne Marie writes me a text and says, Ron is right. We've been dehumanized this last year. Yeah, that's true. It is really true. He said, you've already brought tears to my eyes in your opening. Thank you, Anne Marie. It's very kind of you to say that. Folks, we have a solemn obligation. You know, we have a solemn obligation to preserve liberty. It is our birthright as a human being. It's especially our birthright as Americans, as guaranteed in our Constitution, but also in our conversations. Now, yesterday, the assault on our liberty in Senate Bill 554 was pretty profound. Now, the hearing went from 8 till about noon. Okay, that's a long hearing, and I have to tell you that that's pretty unusual. They had scheduled, as you know, we talked about it yesterday, an evening hearing. They canceled it. Folks, the overwhelming testimony was against the bill. See, about a third of the way through the hearing, according to Bill Dewey of the Oregon Citizen Lobby, about a third of the way, and he testified, by the way. He's the Oregon Citizen Lobby resident Second Amendment expert and watcher. He said about a third of the way through the hearing, they ran out of people in favor of turning us into felons, curtailing our right to self-defense, because that's what Senate Bill 554 does. It just paved the way for a patchwork of local concealed handgun regulations that will restrict where you and I can carry a concealed weapon and protect ourselves. In fact, this is a Northwest Observer story. Concealed carry license holders are some of the most upstanding people in our state, said Senator Kim Thatcher, who's vice chair of the committee. These people are the ones you want to be your neighbors and friends because they protect their families and others around them. The last thing we should be doing is discouraging people from helping keep our community safe by creating an inconsistent standard of laws across the state. Now, the story has some research links to it, and you should check it out. Less than 0.01%. Let me just say that again. Less than 0.01% of Oregon concealed handgun license holders commit felonies. And the majority of those felonies didn't involve a firearm. I want you to think about that for a moment. You know this to be true because it's common sense. Especially those of you who have a concealed carry license like I do. I carry a personal defense weapon. Actually, several, but that's another story. I carry a personal defense weapon to protect innocent life, yours and mine. It's what I have said for years. That has been my phrase. Because a gun or a knife or a taser or mace is a personal defense weapon. You see, I have a human right to defend my life and those of innocent people around me by any means possible. This bill makes that much more difficult. Law-abiding citizens are not the problem. The criminals are the problem. You see, they're already lawbreakers. So why should they care about this bill? They won't, and it won't matter. But it will curtail and hurt a single mother's right to defend herself and her children. You see, the FBI, the story goes on, has indicated that nearly 3.2% of active shooter situations are stopped by somebody with a CHL. Other researchers, and there's a link to that, but that number as high as 16.5%. What's interesting was that yesterday, the amount of testimony that was heard verbally was about 3-1 against this bill. And then you can read the submitted testimony. Now, this bill, or this story rather, in the Northwest Observer has a link to that. I have also linked to it on the show plan, which will be up shortly on my Facebook page. You can literally scroll down through hundreds of submitted comments, and most of them are against this bill. Now, the way to stop it is to walk out. Or there's another strategy that's being considered. I can't tell you what it is because I'm in the middle of it. Let me just say, it takes 16 Democrat votes to pass this bill. By the time we're done, they may not have 16. It's 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment if you want to comment about this. And oh, Mercer County, Missouri. Another county that has made it a criminal offense for a federal officer to come and take your gun.
No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee today. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a couple of things that are really important. Senate Bill 554 yesterday, which really restricts your... It will restrict. It'll make you a felon without even knowing it. If you're a concealed carry holder, you happen to cross in, drive into a jurisdiction, a government that has, under this bill, said you can't have a concealed carry permit. Makes you a felon. Also, should the Oregon Republican Party be more conservative or moderate? The Oregon Republican Party voted for a new slate of candidates, all that are very conservative. And the OPB has done a hit piece on it. We'll talk about it. But all right, so should we be more conservative or moderate? How well has the moderates been working out and running for statewide election? About as well as the conservatives. In fact, the moderates have done worse than the conservatives. And you see, it has less to do with being conservative or moderate than it does our brand and connecting with people. And we'll also get into how the U.S. Supreme Court, I'm going to warn you at the top of next hour, I'm going to get into the Supreme Court's decisions yesterday, because I'm still quite angry about it. And I'm going to express to you what I think that means for us and how we can fix it. I also alluded a little bit to how we can fix what's going on in Oregon with the Democrats in the legislature, and I'll just obliquely talk about that. But anyway, I got to get to the phones because we have three callers on the line. I want you all to hang on. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. We'll start with Art. We'll go to Glenn, and then we'll go to another caller. Art, good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Well, is Jenny Burdick ever going to learn that there isn't a problem with guns and law-abiding citizens? And is Jenny Burdick and the Democrats ever going to learn that the reasons that there are problems out there is because they don't address the issues that, create the violence out there? Mental health. And I'm going to use that Florida incident where that maniac went into that school and killed those kids. They knew he was crazy, and they did nothing about it. The book that the father of Meadow, I don't know if you've read it or not, Jeff.
I have it, but I have heard about it, Art.
Right. And so this is what the Democratic Party does, because they have a majority in our state. They wield their power, and they don't work at resolving the issues of our state. What do I want to see the Republican Party become? I want to see them be more proactive. I want them to be more visible about the problems and call the Democrats out for their BS. And I want all of our state government to be statesmen and work and resolve the issues that affect all of us, Jeff. It's just crazy.
Well, that's okay? What you want, and it's the right thing to want, Art. The problem is Democrats are not interested in doing that.
No, Jeff, I understand that.
So how do we fix that?
Well, we got to be more proactive, more visible, and call them out for their BS. Now, that hit list of OPB, are you surprised? And we talked about this, Jeff, at one time. We have to create a better environment. And news media is a big damn problem. Excuse my French. Okay? We got to call them out, too. Okay? And we got to do the same dang thing that the Democrats do. And that's get a hold of their sponsors and say, hey, you know what? We're not going to support you if you keep promoting this BS and what's going on in our state.
Well, so you understand that their sponsors don't care what we think, Art, because their sponsors are the trial lawyers, the environmental community, the public employee unions. There are very few businesses that actually contribute money to the Democrats. So it isn't the same effect. They don't care what we think, Art. They could care less.
They
have absolute power over the Democrats.
Obviously, we got to do a better job.
What we have to do is scare the living daylights out of the Democrats in the legislative process so that they realize they're on the thin edge. They're about ready to fall off into the abyss. That's what we got to do. That's what Timber Unity did, and that's why Timber Unity was so successful. And we'd better do it again, otherwise we're going to lose it all.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. Absolutely.
All right, I got to let you go because I need to move on to Glenn, Art. Thanks. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you say this day?
Yeah, this is Glenn back with the Donkey Tonk News Network and how the humans can't tell or look at the truth. So we have to go to where the donkeys are to get the straight talk. The Supreme Court drinking rum and Coca-Cola working for the Yankee dollar. And that's what we have. There's more wisdom in 1 pound of donkey meat than the entire dump truck load of human flesh at the Supreme Sewer. Second warning to the UN and the Nickelodeons.
I mean, that's a really interesting analogy. And it's an interesting visual, Glenn. But it makes a point. It actually is deeper than that, and you know it.
I do know it.
These people have become swamp creatures. Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett are swamp creatures. And I think that they've been intimidated. And in fact, Glenn, I put this on my Facebook page, and I got a rebuke from Mark Abrams, who is a Department of Justice lawyer. He also was for many years on KXL radio. He's a friend of mine. He thinks I'm living in a fantasy world. Because I said, who says you can't intimidate a Supreme Court justice? Well, the Supreme Court. He said, what fantasy world? What intimidation? Well, I would call his memory, because he's a smart guy and he's very astute, to Chuck Schumer standing outside of the Supreme Court, warning what would happen. Clearly trying to intimidate the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade. Remember that about a year ago? Or all of the court packing stuff we've been hearing about and Chuck Schumer alluding to that. No, that wouldn't be any intimidation, would it?
But they worship that altar,
Glenn.
You know that. They worship at that altar of these justice courts that are now so corrupt that there's no straight talk at all with any of them. Well, you know how angry we are. The Lennon Sisters song, "A Drinking Rum and Coca-Cola, Working for the Yankee Dollar," is a fabulous song for the very reason they created it. In Trinidad, when the girls were swooned by the Yankee dollars to drink some booze for a little entertainment. It's so much worse than that today.
So do you think that, in fact, I just got a text message from somebody saying Dick Morris said on Newsmax yesterday that they were threatened by the Democrats. You think that that's part of that intimidation, or do you think it's even more sinister?
It's absolutely more sinister. We're talking about the spiritual world versus the spirit world. Spiritual versus spirit. The spirits that roam around this country and in those courts that have nothing to do with godliness or the Ten Commandments or any of that, was written on that building in the granite, is not even represented in that building. Any of those buildings, 50 states have a Supreme Court, and then the Supreme of the Supreme Court, they don't believe any of that. But do they get the money? They pocket those Yankee dollars for one reason.
Yeah, they do.
Twist the truth.
They do. All right, got to go to break. Thanks, Glenn. I will share more about this again at the top of the next hour. Callers, hang on. We'll get to you in just a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till 7 o'clock. One more hour to go. And then Stacey Ann is up with Good Morning Salem at 8 o'clock. I got an email from Paul about an OSHA, Oregon OSHA bill that has public comment actually this morning and Friday morning. This is a really bad bill. It's proposed rulemaking it's an actual bill that makes emergency workplace guidelines permanent. Those rules are set to expire on May 4th of this year. Page 17 is particularly horrible as OSHA wants a list from employers of who denied the COVID. That's interesting. I'll read that a little bit more. This is one of these things we better be active on as much as Senate Bill 554. I am very appreciative of that. Thank you. I'll read through that a little bit later. I guess we shouldn't expect this either. Let's go to a private caller. Caller, good morning. And what do you have to say today?
Good morning. So, a lot of talk about the Supreme Court. I would encourage you and your audience to actually read the first two sentences in the Constitution under Article 3, Section 1. It's real short, so I'm going to read it, but there's something very interesting in there. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall, at stated times, receive for their services a compensation, which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. I would encourage you folks, all of you, to read that, because when you read it in the original version, as I just did, you will notice that throughout that whole section on the Supreme Court, the word supreme is not capitalized. However, the word behavior is. Just a thought. It's because our Supreme Court originally in this country was our Father in heaven. I'll leave you with that. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Can't argue with it either, to be honest with you, but at the same time, we are where we are with the Supreme Court. I got an email message from Mike about the 2A. He says, the scary weaponry all you pro-gun nuts love to hold and worship and act all tough with never stopped any crime in process. Said no rational citizen ever. Mike, I think I misread your email because I just wrote him back saying, well, that's funny, Mike, because the FBI says differently. I think I misread your email now that I read it the right way. Yeah, you're right. No rational citizen ever says that those of us who carry guns do not stop crime, because we do, and the FBI statistics show it. In fact, there are many, many other times that a good guy with a gun draws that weapon and bad guys go away, and it never gets reported. We know that's true also from anecdotal stories and so forth. But anyway, Mike, thanks for your email. My bad in reading it the wrong way. Got a text from Freddie. He says, I wish Art would not talk to your listeners like we're a bunch of kids and he's reading a child's story to us. Ooh, that's pretty tough. Friends, we had better step up because the courts are not our salvation. The courts are not going to save us from the left. It's pretty obvious with what the U.S. Supreme Court has just done. And you wonder how far this is going to go. Now, when I come back from the top of the hour break, I'm going to get into this a little bit more because I think it's really important. I want to finish up with the Oregon Republican Party and the change in leadership. The hit piece on this, and again, it shouldn't surprise any of us, is about Dallas Hurd and Herman Bertziger. Now, chair and vice chair, right? And it's all the rehashing of these stories about the ORP gaining the national attention because passing this resolution claiming the January 6th attack on the Capitol was a false flag operation by leftist forces. A conspiracy theory, Dirk Vanderhart writes, that has been debunked in the weeks since the incident. Has it, Dirk? Really? By who has it been debunked? By Snopes? By the fact checkers at Facebook? What about all the evidence, Dirk, of, say, the videos released by known Antifa members of themselves and them changing clothes from Trump gear? What about all of that? No. What about the fact that Trump is still talking when those people literally breach the perimeter of the Capitol fence? Dressed in Trump gear and then bragging about it. Oh, but it's been debunked. Folks, this is a hit piece story. Now, and it gets into the Citizens Against Tyranny and blah, 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 all that group down in Roseburg, which did the wrong thing. But you see, this is all about tar and feathering the conservative leadership. I told you that conservatism in Oregon, because I've asked the question, right? Should the Oregon Republican Party be more conservative or moderate? The moderates have done actually worse than the conservatives have done, generally speaking. The last conservative to get elected was Dennis Richardson. It's more about what you're saying and how you're connecting with people than it is whether you are moderate or conservative. And it's involving a little luck and how bad the Democrat you're running against. 6:59, back in a moment. One more hour to go. I'll get into the Supreme Court. Don't go away.